Okay, so for today's Limud and Mishnah Berurah Yoyim, we have a very interesting halacha called Shvisas Behemtai, which means that just like a person himself must refrain from doing any malacha on Shabbos, so too a person must ensure that his animal as well doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. And this is the halacha called Shvisas Behemtai. You have to ensure that your animal is resting and refraining from malacha on Shabbos. However, there's one very important exception to the rule, and that is that if the animal does malacha for its own benefit, then it's permissible on Shabbos. So if, let's say, you take your animal and put it in front of grass, and you know that he's going to violate the malacha of kaitzer by cutting off the grass and eating it, since it's for the animal's own benefit, it's permissible on Shabbos. This is a special exception to the rule of Shvisas Behemtai. But today, we're going to very briefly tackle a very interesting question, and that is like this. Many pets that people have tags, identification tags, that they wear. And the question is, if you're going to be walking outside on Shabbos to a place that doesn't have an Eruv, is it a problem of Shvisas Behemtai if your animal is carrying an identification tag? Because it's Haitzah, he's carrying the tag, and perhaps this should be a violation of Shvisas Behemtai, because even though you yourself are not carrying the tag, so it's not your malacha, but it's your animal's malacha, maybe you have to avoid having your animal walk outside when there's no Eruv in a place where he's wearing his identification tag. That's the question. So basically what the Shulchan Aruch says a little bit later on in Simen Shin Hei is as follows. Your animal, based on the rule of Shvisas Behemtai, can't wear a decorative item. So if it's anything that's a decoration for the animal, it's also for the animal to wear it outside where there's no Erev on Shabbos, because it's not for the animal's own benefit. It's a decoration that will maybe make the owner happy, and therefore it's usur based on the rule of Shvisas Behemtai. If, says the Shulchan Aruch, an animal wears something that's being worn for identification purposes, generally it's also a problem to have the animal wear this outside on Shabbos where there's no Eruv, because it's not beneficial for the animal itself. It's worn for the convenience and benefit of the owner. So the question is, what about an identification tag? Does the identification tag only benefit the owner, and therefore would be a problem to have your animal wear it outside where there's no Eruv on Shabbos because of Shvisas Behemtai? Or do we say that no, it's for its own benefit, because having it identified as the pet of a certain owner benefits the animal as well. And maybe it's permissible, because it's not Shvisas Behemtai, since it's for the benefit of the animal. So this is a very interesting machlekes. The Oruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Hei, Sifkot Hei, is machmer. He's machmer and he holds that identification markers are considered to be being worn for the benefit of the owner and not the animal, and therefore it's a problem of Shvisas Behemtai, and you must avoid it on Shabbos. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quoted by the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, disagrees. And he says as follows. He says that if the animal wears an identification tag for the purpose of protecting itself, such as a case where you're scared that if the animal is seen by people and there's no ID tag, people might think that it has rabies and the animal might be in danger. So it's wearing the ID tag to prevent its own death. So it's for the benefit of the animal. And therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter, because it's not considered Shvisas Behemtai, since it's wearing the ID tag for its own benefit in order to save itself from being killed based on the concern of it having rabies. Now, the question is, can we extend this kula of Reb Shlomo Zalman one step further? And that is to a case where it's not that people might kill it thinking that it has rabies if you don't wear the ID tag, but people will know to return the animal to its rightful owner in the event that it gets lost. Maybe that itself also constitutes wearing for the animal's sake. Maybe the animal benefits from wearing it, because now it will be returned in the event that it's lost and it's found by someone else. If there's an ID tag, then the animal benefits. So that's the question of ID tags. And this is a machlekes. Again, Reb Shlomo Zalman's makel in the case of a potential danger that the animal would be in, and the Aruch HaShulchan's machmer. And there's a very cogent argument to be made that if you follow Reb Shlomo Zalman's kula, maybe we could extend that kula even to a case where it's not an actual immediate danger if you don't have the ID tag, but it's the benefit of the animal to have the ID tag, because in the event that it's
lost and then found, it could be returned to its rightful owner. So this is the interesting machlekes between the Aruch HaShulchan and Shlomo Zalman about ID tags on Shabbos and whether or not it's a violation of Shvitas Behemtei on Shabbos.